Look, the world is in a rough place right now. Russia and Ukraine, inflation's out of hand, no one really has any idea what's going on with Corona. And in the face of all that, lots of people are experiencing income loss, lack of sales, and the shitty side effects that come with an unstable economy. So if you're waking up terrified at 4 a.m., wondering what you can possibly do to save this sinking ship, that's what we're gonna help you with today. Welcome to Unfocuspreneur, the show where we talk no bullshit strategies to catapult your online shop and help you quit that mediocre day job. My name is Jenny, and I'm here to celebrate my first $1 million in product sales by helping you break out of that ratchet day job you got going on there so you can grow your online shop and live the life you deserve.
So in today's episode, we're focusing on the feeling of everything is a disaster, nothing is working, oh my God, I'm going to lose everything, and other freakouts that are currently happening in the world. You know, it's scary when everything kind of shakes loose and destabilizes like our world is doing right now. Uncertainty is never fun, and it's even less fun when you're trying to run a small business because it feels like every piece of your life is super delicate. If you feel your income-making capabilities just went from pretty hard to damn near impossible, this is the episode for you.
Yes.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jenny.
We've definitely experienced a lot of these ups and downs, both through watching other sellers and ourselves.
Yes, very much so.
Oh, yeah. And one interesting thing that I've always observed is it seems like there's never really a time that small businesses aren't totally falling apart, whether it's an algorithm change or, you know, somebody updated something or there's something going on economically in the world or COVID or whatever. There's always a reason for small businesses to be falling apart because we have people reaching out to us who constantly say, I used to be selling thousands and thousands a month and now I'm making barely hundreds. Help me.
Yeah.
That happens year in and year out to us.
Yeah, there always seems to be a stone in the road that sometimes can be quite small and it's quite easy to bypass it. And sometimes there can be an entire brick wall that's just don't pass go, do not collect $200. So yes, we do see this quite a lot. But with that in mind, actually, I have actually got some questions that I would like to ask you about this, if that's okay. So let's fire these off and let's go. So you and I have talked often about the fact that we observe phases on different e-commerce platforms all the time. So meaning there's a specific pattern where we see ups and downs of buyer interest, etc. So how do sellers normally pull themselves out of this pattern instead of just waiting for things to flip?
Yeah, so there's a couple pieces that usually happen here. If something else has caused this sort of dip in sales, like Corona was a great example of something that caused a lack of interest in a lot of people's product. A lot of sellers just looked at that and went, oh my God, there's nothing I can do. This outside thing is happening to me and I just have to wait it out. Well, what am I going to do in the meantime? Oh my God, I'm freaking out. We got that a lot. And the reality of the situation that's outside of your control like that is that it is really just as simple as a mindset flip. So our business actually did the best year it's ever done in 2020, as did about half of our online sellers. And that's because they decided instead of going, oh my God, I just have to wait this out, they were going to say, okay, well, my product isn't working. What is working? What is adjacent that I can do? What else can I put my efforts into that will work? How can I change my business so that it is adapting to what's currently happening? And that is the difference between somebody who runs into something that, you know, they can't control and then falls off the planet, loses their business versus somebody who runs into something they can't control and their business just absolutely skyrockets. This is just simple business owner mindset. Like there's so much on us every day as business owners. Like, you know, we're the janitor, we're HR, we're the marketer, we are the traffic bringer, we are the customer calmer downer. We are all the things in our business, not to mention we also have to keep ourselves sane. We have to keep ourselves on a schedule. We have to keep ourselves from going crazy. And there's so much information coming at us at any given time, you know, that we're constantly overloaded as entrepreneurs. So we're living in this already overloaded world in a place where we ourselves are also overloading ourselves with what we're saying we need to get accomplished. And then this thing comes along that we can't control. And a lot of us just go, oh my God, this wasn't meant to be. I give up.
Yeah.
And you don't say it like that, but that's how it comes across when you're basically saying, well, I just have to wait this out. The most successful businesses don't believe in waiting things out.
Yeah.
They take action, they take control. Things happen that you can't control all the time. And when you sort of take the reins and decide how that's going to go, it usually looks a lot like just experimenting until you find something that works.
Yeah.
People think that these businesses that magically just work in the face of disaster had a clear plan. They know what they're doing. They're absolutely amazing. They're like, you know, psychic or whatever. But the reality is that never happens. These businesses are not magic. They don't know something you don't. They simply observed something going on. And they were like, for example, during Corona, a lot of Etsy sellers were like, masks are really selling.
Mm.
Protective equipment is really selling.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I sew or I crochet. There are so many things I could make that fit into this category that would allow me to keep selling. Okay, well, I need to put my efforts into doing that right now. And it's not going to be forever, but this is how I'm going to grow my shop and keep things alive. And I'm just going to keep transitioning as I see the need to transition. That's what a business is. So a lot of it is about figuring out, do you want to bother with this or not? Do you want to surmount this problem?
Yeah.
Because if you do, it's just a matter of experimentation and going at it a million different ways. And if you don't, well, then this is a great time to bow out, because that happens too, where some people go, I didn't think working for myself was going to be this much pressure. I don't know if this is for me.
Mm.
I need to maybe have a minute and think about what I want.
Yeah.
And for the people where something that, you know, you can't control happens to you, there are always those two choices. And for people who kind of, this just happens over time, you know, maybe there's an algorithm change, or maybe your products used to be popular and they're not anymore and it happened really gradually. Those are the ones that I think really disturb a lot of sellers, realizing that they may have success now and it's not going to exist forever. It's hard to sleep at night when you know that the business you're running now is going to look totally different in 2 years.
Yeah.
And you have no idea how it's going to get there. It's really hard.
Yeah, of course.
To sort of walk through that with yourself. And it's not as stable as a conventional job that we all sort of think of when we think of what we're going to do with our careers. We have to mentally innovate to get ourselves out of these problems, but we don't even know what's coming down the road or how to innovate. Maybe we've never innovated before, or maybe we innovated once and it didn't work. Like, what do we even do? What if everybody raises their prices and nobody will buy your stuff anymore? That's something we're hearing a lot now. So when these kinds of things happen, it's also just a matter of experimentation.
Mm.
So yes, maybe you had to raise your prices, but maybe the answer is selling something else that you have a higher profit margin on that you can sell for less, right? So that would be the example of a t-shirt seller switching to something like bandanas, something smaller,
yeah,
something more straightforward that might work better. But it is just a matter of experimentation in both cases. You just have to keep playing and trying things. And we've even seen sellers where what they're doing now led them into something totally different. We've had one of our sellers went off in the direction of teaching TikTok because her TikTok exploded. One of our sellers went off in the direction of selling NFTs because her artwork was really perfect for that. And sometimes these sort of bumps in the road wind up presenting you with these new opportunities. And it sucks to not know what that opportunity is, but sometimes you have to just experiment until something reveals itself. And that's not a week-long process. It's not going to take you a week and then you're going to know everything and you're suddenly going to be a brand new, polished, refreshed business owner that knows tons more, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes years and it's really unpleasant. And you just have to be willing to sit with that discomfort and let it play out so that you can figure out what it is that you want. And if you're not finding that that is coming to you, then you need to talk to somebody else who understands what you're trying to do or has done what you're trying to do, because it's really easy to get stuck in this phase as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love that you're saying about people experimenting. I mean, you know, the amount of people that I have coached and where people have seen the most rewards and the most success has come from experimenting and doing something either very different to what they're used to doing and sort of stepping out almost out of that comfort zone and saying, okay, I'm going to try this different road and see how that goes. And when they do see the success, they're always really shocked. Mm. They're always really so occasionally surprised and saying like, wow, that's, how did that happen? Okay, so what are some ways you've seen sellers actually sell more while everyone else is struggling?
So the easiest answer to this question is literally just to hop on trends.
Right.
Because even when the market is down, or during Corona when people weren't really buying the way they were normally buying, or even now with inflation, there are still things that are in people's minds. There are still things that they want. Sometimes they're sort of more conventional and less frivolous, like with Corona and protective equipment. Mm. Sometimes they're more frivolous, you know, like right now, everyone and their mother is buying a car. It's like a 9-month wait to get a car. when did that? I can't imagine that everyone needs a car at the same time. Like, what's going on, you know? Mm. So when it comes to selling more, the easiest fix is simply to look at what's trending, look at what's seasonally coming up, and then go, okay, I want to capitalize on this and I want to work hard on capitalizing this. And what you need to do is actually step back and think to yourself, like, what would I see in a shop that I would be willing to buy? Because you kind of have to realize that if you're not willing to purchase it or if you aren't impressed with it, other people aren't going to be either. Mm. So a lot of times I see sellers sort of desperately trying to do anything under the sun.
Yes.
But in reality, it's all about that sort of drool-worthy product that people want regardless of the situation. And you have to make something that's interesting, both to you and to other people. It's just so important to think about what your customer wants at this sort of time, because the only reason people are going to part with their money at a time like now is because you're offering them something that they truly, truly want and are very excited about, potentially something that could change their lives or better their lives, like in the case of Corona and protective equipment. Mm. Those were things that people were buying because they felt they were necessities. And you can sell necessities even if you've been selling something that's previously not a necessity. So one of the best things you can do is look at trends, figure out what's coming up seasonally. And if you don't want to do that work, I'll talk about ways that you can sort of do it by just having somebody essentially send you a cheat sheet to that later in the episode. But it's really just about, how can I sort of get back on top? What can I do to get myself feeling good and motivated again and make sure that things are working? The other thing I've told people to do all the time is when they have a bestseller, do you know how many sellers I see with bestsellers that they do not take full advantage of what they could be doing? If you have, let's say, a mug with a phrase on it that's super popular, there are so many ways to take advantage of that. Put it on a bunch of different products.
Yeah.
Make different tiers. So you have an inexpensive small one, a medium priced one, and then a more expensive one. Try to capitalize on it as many different ways, directions as you possibly can to get as much out of every item you have that is a bestseller as possible. So many people make an item and then they're like, okay, that's done. I'm moving on to the next one.
Yeah.
And as creatives, it can be hard to keep working on the same thing over and over again. But a lot of times that's what a time like this needs, is for you to optimize the crap out of what you have so that it is amazing. There are lots of options and you can sort of get as much money out of them as possible. Honestly, I feel like the answer to this question is really just, again, experimentation. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
That's essentially what I just said in a more specific way. The answer to selling more while everyone is struggling is, don't get pulled under by the struggle. Do not let yourself. That is, there's no point. If you know that you want to continue working for yourself and you don't want to work for somebody else, well, then there's no point in sitting there and being like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. I feel like I'm losing everything.
Mm.
When in reality, you are sitting here right now and you could take clear, specific action every single day to not lose everything. That's the only way you're not going to lose everything. So instead of letting yourself get pulled under, do specific things every day that are experimentation to move yourself forward. Do you need to do lots of them? No. Usually it takes 5 or 6 tries to find something that works.
Yeah.
But you gotta make those attempts before anything is gonna change.
Absolutely. I actually was speaking to somebody today who this time last year was really in her head about how quiet her shop was on Etsy. And she was really struggling with, you know, what she was going to do. And she, you know, she had busy periods and she had very, very quiet periods. But over the course of a year from her and I speaking, she has really experimented and she's now started to create these. She creates prints of towns and houses and different landscapes, and she pieces them all together herself and they're absolutely beautiful. But what she's now done is she's taken back the control, and she's done that by experimenting, and she now goes and does markets. She did her first one on Saturday and she said it was just literally like being in a school gymnasium. It was just this really, really big room with other sellers in. It wasn't anything beautifully outside or presented. And just on this one day, she created this one print in the location that she was for this town, and she sold $600 worth one day.
Yeah.
And she's now realized that she doesn't need to just rely on this one platform anymore. She can take the control, and she's only done that by gaining her confidence and experimenting and trying different things and realizing that every town she now visits, if she's got a print, it's going to be a bestseller in that town because everybody wants to buy the print for the town that they're in.
Yep.
And it's taken a while for her to get there, and it's taken a while to realize that. But now she has, she's in a much calmer, comfortable place. And even with Etsy being quiet with her shop at the moment, she feels in a much, she has a much greater sense of control.
Yeah.
She doesn't feel like the sky is falling down or the floor is turning to lava. She's done that though, purely based on experimentation of, I've got to do something. And she's tried different things, and this has worked for her really well.
Yeah, the journey can be so much fun, you know? It doesn't have to be like, oh my God, the world is falling in on me. Like, she tried a bunch of things and now she's like, oh, this is cool. Like, it doesn't have to be awful. Mm. You can have fun with it. If you feel like your world is already falling apart, you might as well enjoy the descent, right? So you might as well experiment and have tons of fun, you know? Try a little bit of everything and just enjoy yourself in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. It has not been easy. And there have been times that she's found it very, very difficult. But as I said, I spoke to her today and she felt that she was in a much calmer place and she felt better and she felt that she had great control. And that is a huge reward, especially when you're an entrepreneur and you're selling online. Having that sense of calm and thinking, no, Etsy isn't in charge of my traffic. I am in charge of my traffic. I am in charge where I sell. I am in charge where I make those sales. And that gives the power back to her and she feels better for that. And it was terrific speaking to her about that today. Okay, so with that in mind though, let's look at the worst case scenario in this one. So tell me, how do you know when it's time to throw in the towel and quit?
This is a great question. There's only one time that you will actually know when it's time to quit. Even if your business is in the negative and you're freaking out, the bottom line is if you want to work for yourself and you know you'll be miserable working for somebody else, or you know that you always have to try and you'll regret forever if you don't try or you don't keep something running, the only time that is actually ever the right time to quit is when you know you're sick of it and you know you're done. Any other time, people go like, well, I'm trying this and it's not working and I'm trying that and it's not working. Maybe I should just quit, or maybe my product isn't going to sell. No, that's your brain just telling you that it's too hard.
Yes.
Every single person that came before you, even that top seller that you look at that makes sales effortlessly, that you're super jealous of, that you're like, how are they doing this? I don't understand. There must be something wrong with me. I'm doing the exact same thing. Even those people had the moments that you are having now where it's like, nothing is working. I feel totally lost. I feel like I'm spinning. What do I do? They had those moments too, and they figured out something. They figured out something that you don't know clearly if their shop is outselling yours. That thing is out there. Mm. If you see somebody doing something you want to do and they're doing a really good job of it and you can't figure it out, it is just a knowledge gap.
Yeah.
Nothing else. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with your product, unless, you know, it's a terrible product, which I think you would probably know if you were just throwing something up.
Absolutely.
Just for money, that's not a reason to sell online. That's a reason not to sell online. If you just want to throw things up for money and you don't care, that won't work out long term. Don't even try. If you see that and you see your dream out there, it's really just that person has experimented more than you. They have tried more. Even these people that come to me, they're like, okay, I have beautiful shop photos. I have tons of listings in my shop. I used to make sales all the time. People at fairs tell me that they love my stuff. I've been featured in magazines. Like, people love me, but I can't make sales.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I will ask them 1,000 questions. And you know what? They're always not doing something. They're always not working on something that could be working for them. And they're always working on something that's a huge waste of their time that they think they have to do.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. We just got to switch that huge waste of time task, that task you're repeating over and over and expecting, you know, $1,000 a month to fall down from the sky because you're doing it. Cough, cough, Instagram, right? Take that task.
Subtle.
Yeah. And swap it out for something that's actually working. Like, oh, hey, you're spending all this time posting pictures of your products on Instagram. Why don't you spend all your time making new products on Etsy until you find stuff that starts to sell more frequently, or modifying your existing product on Etsy and listing new versions of it? That is a much better use of your time.
Yeah.
So it's really one of those things where the only reason to quit is if you desperately want to quit. If you want to quit on the level that most people want to quit a job with a terrible boss where they come home every day, complain and drink, if you want to quit your shop on that level, that is when it is time to quit.
Yeah.
Yes. And you will not regret it. You will be happy. You will feel lighter when you're done. You will know, because it will be something you think about all the time that you're probably really ashamed of, that you may not have said out loud, but that you know deep down you really don't want to do this anymore. You really want to do something else.
Yeah.
And it might be a different side hustle you want to do, or you may want to go back to work, or you may want to be a stay-at-home mom, or you may just never want to work again because it's ruined you forever. All of those are perfectly fine if you know for a fact that a shop is just not for you right now and it's making you more miserable than anything else that you can think of, then it's time to quit. Yes. But otherwise, there's really no reason to quit because most online things can be made to run at about zero and to just use your time. So if you have enough time and you want to do it, I say it is a good use of your time, assuming you're otherwise happy and able to do the things in your life that you want to do. A lot of people really need a side hustle to feel purpose in life. You know,
yeah.
I feel that way very strongly. Like, I can't not have ideas in my head and have my main business running. I just like to have ideas constantly going in and out everywhere. It keeps me feeling healthy, feeling good. Chris, you're the same way. You hate not working. You've told me that 1,000 times.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm somebody, I mean, this is one of the big things we both of us that we do share is that we do have lots of different ideas coming in and out of our head. And there's been plenty of times that I've picked up the phone to you and said, hi, I have this idea. Let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. And we fleshed it out. And sometimes it's a good idea for about 3 or 4 years down the line.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, oh, wow. And it's and that's from both of us. And it's even been on the weekend sometimes where you've sort of texted me and said, I've got this idea. Let's talk about this on Monday. And I'm like, no, you don't. You actually talk to me about this now, please. Pick up the phone and call me. I am somebody who loves to work. And I do get the whole, you know, it's too hard. I'm going to quit. It's just too difficult. And as you say, there is those moments where your brain just tells you, is that the easy way out? At times, is that the easy way out? And I was there. I was there with my shop, and I've been there before. And it's not a nice feeling at all. And I will say, having support of people in your field and other online sellers and your partner and things like that and your family is fantastic to have. But I genuinely will always say those moments where I did sit and just go, no, this is too hard. I'm just going to quit, was because my brain was going, how can I get this stress off my plate as easily as possible where I don't have to think about this anymore? Do you know what? The simplest solution, quit. But I always, every time I said, I'm going to quit, I knew that's not what I wanted to do. Mm. I knew that's not what was going to happen. I just wanted to say it, just say those words out loud, just to hear myself say them, to just go, does that feel comfortable? Is that a realistic idea? No, it's not. I'm not going to quit. Of course I'm not going to quit, because that's just not me. But I do absolutely agree with you. Once, if you do ever get to that stage where you feel like, you know, when you were in work, hating your boss, we've discussed this before in a previous episode about absolutely hating the people you're working for. If it ever did get to that stage, that is when it's time to move on.
Yeah.
That is when it's time to close the lid and say no, because it's not just affecting the customer. It's going to be affecting you. And it's going to be affecting your health. And nothing is worth that at all. Not in a million years.
Yeah. It's okay to want to continue, even if you know you're going to be miserable for a while. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to want to stop because you know you can't anymore.
Yeah.
And sometimes the two get confused. Sometimes it's hard to tell them apart. And I think a break almost always reveals to you what you truly want, even if it's just a week off. Almost always gives you a moment to go, yeah, I could go get another job, but honestly, I would rather make this work for me, even if it looks different than how it looks now. Or sometimes you go, yeah, you know what? I want to get another job.
Yeah.
I want to do something else.
Yeah.
And all of those things are fine. You just have to figure out which one is right for you. And you know what? If you're trying to give up because, you know, you think you've tried everything. Like, I could sit here and say, oh, I've tried everything. That's not true. Even I haven't tried everything that's out there on Etsy. I haven't tried every tactic. No way. It's not possible. There's millions.
Yeah, very much.
You haven't tried everything. If you want to succeed, you just need to try more.
Yeah.
Might as well have it be fun. Experiment with stuff you want to do. Get excited to wake up in the morning. This doesn't need to be like an ultra serious, my life is ending moment all the time. Like, you know, look at the best social media channels. They have so much fun doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Infuse that into your shop. You know?
Absolutely.
I mean, based on our discussion today, it kind of sounds like, bottom line, if you want to keep working for yourself, there's always a path out of uncertainty. So yes, you have to experiment to find it, but that journey can be part of the fun. At the very least, while things are scary, you might as well experiment with things you want to do so you'll have enjoyable days, even if the stress sometimes leads to sleepless nights. Cough, cough, me and years of insomnia. You have to remember that oftentimes too, in a year, this problem will be solved.
Yes.
You know? So in order to get that year out of the way in a way that's both fun for you and creates better income, why not play a game, experiment, try a few things, and create the best experience possible for you? If it's going to be difficult no matter what, You might as well make it fun.
Want help growing faster online? Try our Shop in a Box Telegram channel. You can get constant trend research done for you, so you'll always know what to sell for more traffic and sales. But you'll never have to worry about keeping up with what the kids are doing. We also do easy 10-second tutorials that show you how to optimize your shop for maximum sales, which is awesome because you can spend more time on the platform you actually sell on, instead of frantically trying to add more Instagram posts that do a whole lot of nothing. And, you know, basically anything we could think of that is quick, doesn't involve a long webinar, and allows you to make a change that actually creates more sales. We added all of that to our Shop in a Box Telegram group. Because of what's going on in the world right now, our Telegram channel is Pay What You Can for the week. That means you can pay $0 to join what is normally a $300 program. One payment gets you lifetime access, so grab your spot by going to ufphub.com. That's ufphub.com. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.